Hello, everybody, and welcome to our Sales Authenticity and Success Mastermind Monthly Training Call. This is Lisa Sasevich, of course, and I'm really excited about this month's topic for you. You're going to love it. It's called Ask and You Shall Receive, Sell More and Serve More with Upsells and Cross-Sells. And we've got strategies in here for our first-year Sassy students, leg-up yoga moves for our second year and our advanced year, so just stay tuned. In fact, even if you've experienced this training before, a lot of times it may have seemed like a lot of good ideas, but when you're building it all for the first time in that first year, you may not be ready to add some of those good ideas. So if you're here from the advanced year or your second year, really look to see where can you action on ideas that seemed so exciting but you weren't quite ready the first time around. That said, I know there's a lot of you that are in your first year that are really making tracks. It's so fun to see you fly. Loved handing out those pins at the last retreat. And upsells and cross-sells are one of the biggest opportunities on your campus. So before we dive in, a couple things. First of all, you want to make sure that you go to the Sassy Mastermind website, of course, and go down the right-hand column under Topics, and you'll go under this month's training. You'll see it says upsells and cross-sells. You'll see September, upsells and cross-sells. So when you click there, it'll obviously put in the body of the website the handout for the call and some resources that I'll be referencing. I've already shared our theme, Ask and It Is Given, and that is so true with upsells and cross-sells. If you don't ask, they don't have a chance to say yes. Okay, I have a lot of campus announcements, and some of them are very timely, so grab a pen. Our high ticket selling lab, just a reminder, that's next Wednesday, September 14th. The Q&A call that is associated with this training call, that's next Thursday, September 15th. If you have any questions that come up today, put those in the forum here on the website by the end of the day, Monday the 12th, please. That way we can make sure to get those answered. Air War Lab is the following week, Wednesday, September 21st, with Lisa Cherney. And the big news here is really we're spreading the word to make sure you get yourself registered for Speak to Sell Live in Las Vegas. You go onto the Sassy website to the Retreats and Events page, and it's really important. The room block closes September 26th, so you might think, I've got time. But if it sells out before it closes, then it closes. And this year we really had to wrestle the hotel. If you don't get into our block for under $200, the rates are over $300 a night. We saw them up to $700 a night for the same hotel. So, you know, I got to tell you, if I just be super honest, our Sassies are famous, some of you, for begging us after you miss the room block to try to help you get in. And this time we are going to have very little ability to do that, okay? So please be the client you want to attract. Get yourself registered. All you need is your $97 no-show deposit. And, you know, we take care of your VIP lunch and everything special that happens for Sassy, okay? Then you'll get the room information and all that good stuff. Now, after you register, the next thing to do is apply for a moment of inspiration. That's where you get to be on the big stage in front of our audience of about 400 with Speak to Sell if your application is chosen. And the last email about this came on September 6th. The deadline is tomorrow, Friday, September 9th. So if you want to be on that big stage telling your story about how you grew your list, how you got out there, how you made a high ticket sale, mindset shift that you had, you know, whatever the big breakthroughs that you've had since coming into Sassy, it's great exposure. There's video. It goes out all over the place. It's a great way to just get known and make being at our three-day event even more worth your while. Plus, we love featuring you and having your testimonial. It's a win-win-win. I think it's also one of the main things, if you remember being in the audience before you said yes to Sassy, I have a feeling that probably there was one person that just said the right thing on the panel or on the moments of inspiration, and these applications are for both, that really you connected with, and you could be that person for somebody sitting in the audience to really take that step and change their life. As another big idea on campus, who would like a free half day with me? If you would like to come out and not have to pay the $13,000 and be with me for a half a day, which I would absolutely love, we can do it on Skype, we can do it live, dial in that signature talk or dial in that automated webinar or tweak that leverage progression plan and make it sing. It's pretty easy to get right now. All you need to do is invite your friends, your entrepreneurial friends, business partners, family members to Speak to Sell October. They can come for as little as $197 as a guest. And I got to tell you, you could be winning a half day with me, bringing as little as 3, 4, 5 guests. We have a lot of people bringing guests, but no one person has really, you know, just hit it out of the park yet. And you have all the way till this Monday. So you have the whole weekend to make those invitations and get them registered. And when they actually show up, that's when you'll be eligible. You get a $100 Amazon gift card regardless if they show up, regardless of whether you win the bigger prizes. Everybody's going to get that for your guests who show up. One person will receive $1,000, and then we'll have the second most person who brought guests getting a renewal. I mean, that's a $9,800 value. And the number one prize is that VIP half day. So make sure to be inviting your guests. Make sure you register for that contest. Again, Monday, September 12th at the end of the day is the deadline to be one of the winners. And how cool would it be, right, to have that friend of yours that you've been telling about Sassy, you're always talking about Sassy, to get a 3-day pass to be with us on Planet Sassy. All right, the next, last announcement is the Craft Your Launch Virtual Retreat. This is for new members, those of you that just started in June. If you just started in June, the Craft Your Launch Virtual Retreat with me is all about launching. You do it from home. It's a virtual day with me. It's September 28th. Just want to make sure you saw the announcement. Put it in your calendar. We'll be together 9 to 5 the whole day, 9 to 5 Pacific. Working on what does launch mean, how can you launch, getting your date set, getting the numbers, metrics down so that you can really create a boost in this Sassy year, okay? You got an email about it on September 7th. You do have to register for it to get your call-in details and be invited to that September 28th virtual day with me. So that's it. I will say I've got one announcement I made on yesterday's advance to your call. It's not really planned for today, but inspiration is telling me to make it. We have about 2 spots left to be on the big stage as a sponsor at Speak to Sell Live in October. If your audience is the same as our audience and you want to get access to about 400 of our buyers, okay, these are not just anyone. These are people who show up at live events and they buy. So if you're having a live event and you want to stock it full of people who are proven to show up at live events, it's a really great place to sponsor. We have a brand new sponsorship, which I'm so excited about, where right after they register, you have like the only booth, and you see them right after they come in. So you get a chance to see every single person as they register. You can opt them in for your free gift and then follow up with them later for strategy sessions, coming to your event, whatever you like. You know, for a couple $1,000 for that, you can imagine, you know, a couple good high-ticket sales, and you've grown your list and gotten access to the buyers that we've been working on, you know, getting into the room all year long. So it's a screaming deal. And then we have that stage spotlight. That's a 5-figure investment. You're on the stage with me for 15 minutes. We lead collect the whole room for you, if we, you know, as much as we can. For the right person, you know, that is also an amazing opportunity. So if that's you, there's one of each left. Contact Andrea, which is like Andrea, at theinvisibleclose.com. Probably today would be a good day. We're just kind of closing in on sponsorship, and we'll support you. We'll support you in making it happen. All right, so upsells. You know what's kind of cool about this call? Let me reveal. You got here from an upsell. So what we have in common is we know they work. You got here from an upsell. Either you came to our event, you know, and then we offered you the opportunity to become a Sassy, or maybe you purchased from us and you got a strategy session and we offered you the opportunity to become a Sassy. But, you know, how do we fill our mastermind? Upsells is one of the ways. So if you break it down in your business, right, we want to make more money. More money means we're helping more people. If you know, there's really only 3 ways to do it, 3 ways to make more money. You can increase your prices, so you could just do exactly what you're doing and charge more, right? That's one way. Let me get the by the way, I'm going to be working through the handout that is there under upsells and cross-sells, so the handout for the call, you may want to just get that open, and we'll be getting into that soon. But anyway, 3 ways to make more money. You can do the same thing you're doing, just raise your prices. Boom, you made more money. The next thing you can do is you do the same thing you're doing at the same rate, but you serve more people, get more clients, okay? And the third way is what we're talking about today, which is you sell more to the people you already have. We call this increasing frequency. And that's really our focus with upsells and cross-sells. You do what you're already doing with how many people you're serving and the prices that you have, but you offer them more. You increase the frequency, the rate of transaction to each person. So what is an upsell? And this is straight off of your handout for the day, so you don't get a hand cramp. We wrote it down for you. An upsell is a marketing term for the practice of suggesting an additional product, typically a higher-priced replacement product or service to a customer who's considering a purchase. Upselling usually involves marketing more profitable services or products, but upselling can also be simply exposing the customer to other options he or she may not have considered previously. Now, some examples that you might bump into in your everyday life, McDonald's, this is one of the most famous, you order something and they say, would you like to supersize that? Boom, with one little question, they're increasing their transaction size to the same client. So if they got no more clients, but they supersized, 20% of their business, you can see that they would make a lot more money. Another example we have there on the sheet for you that's in my own business was our Speak to Sell Master Series to the Speak to Sell Virtual Bootcamp. So we have people who have purchased our Master Series, which is kind of a DVD, or now it's on a USB drive, full of Speak to Sell talks, watching people sell $20,000 to $200,000. And then we send them through our automated webinar, which is basically my Speak to Sell talk on a webinar, saying, hey, do you want to do one of these? Why not join our Speak to Sell virtual bootcamp? So that's an upsell. We're taking the same customer who bought from us, and boom, upselling to that. I just got a note. I'm going to make a note. Holiday sale. Maybe our master's series would be a good one. Okay, we were looking for what we would put on sale this holiday, so I'm making a note. Okay, doing my own upsell work with you guys. I'm always always doing the work with you. It never stops. Just another example that you can see there, invisible clothes. We have our base product. It's called Boost Sales Using Irresistible Offers. Once people get that irresistible offer down, we can say, hey, do you want to make that offer online? And we can offer them our six-figure teleseminar and webinar sales system. So there's some examples, okay? Now, that's an upsell. What is a cross-sell? You can see there that a cross-sell is a marketing term for the practice of suggesting related products or services to a customer who's considering buying something. So related. So where an upsell might be supersizing, taking that order and making it bigger, a cross-sell would be more like, okay, you've got the supersize, or you're sticking with your hamburger, french fries, and a Coke. Now, do you want dessert? We're going horizontal. So think of the upsell as vertical and the cross-sell as horizontal. It would be like if someone purchased our six-figure teleseminar and webinar sales system while they were at the Speak to Sell live event, or while they were in the Speak to Sell virtual bootcamp. It's a horizontal purchase. Now, is it important? A lot of people ask, I get a little bit confused. What is the difference upsell versus cross-sell? Okay? Simply put, the upsell could replace the product or add on to the product that the customer initially purchased with a higher-priced product or bundle. The cross-sell adds an additional product to the order. In many cases, the two items in the cross-sell are like synonyms. The goal might be this, here's the thing. It really doesn't matter. The term is often used. That's really the synonym. Upsell and cross-sell, they're like synonyms because ultimately the goal is the same. What's the goal? Sell the customer more, right? And when we sell the customer more, we know in our heart-centered businesses, we are serving the customer more. So if you're in a moment and you're like, God, is this an upsell and a cross-sell? You know what? Who cares? Don't waste time on that. This is the part where we're saying, how can we do more transactions with the people we already have? Okay? Now, I wanted to quickly just list for you some of the top benefits to upselling and cross-selling. Obviously, we talked about increasing the average order value, so you can do the same amount of business but make more money. You can increase conversion rates since they guide consumers to select appropriate alternatives in case they're maybe looking at the wrong product or one that doesn't meet their needs. An example might be that somebody comes into one of your virtual programs, but everything they're saying on a strategy session is how much they want personal handholding and accountability. It might be smart to upsell them into a coaching program, into your mastermind, into your inner circle. Okay? The other benefit of upsells and cross-sells is it exposes your higher margin products. It gives people more choices. Believe it or not, there are actually people that they won't buy. We have people that won't buy platinum. They go diamond. They only want that handholding. They go platinum elite. You know, they know that if they're going to put in this year, they want to go the distance and they will stretch for it. So there are customers you will not get without your upsells or cross-sells. A lot, I would say a majority of my diamonds, 80%, would not join platinum if that were the only option. I would just lose the opportunity to work with them. Another thing is better customer satisfaction, right? Because you recommend a related product that supplements or supports the user. I mean, you ever stood at the line with new tennis shoes at Sport Mart and you're like, oh my God, thank God they have this bin of socks, a six pack of socks. I really wouldn't want to be wearing my old scroungy socks with these brand new shiny Nikes. So, you know, it's a customer service really to offer your upsells. Right. Another one I remember was that when I got my cell phone, you know, there was a little package for $25 more. I could get the car charger. Now they come with the earbuds, but I could get, you know, the thing that protects the screen. So it is really a service so that people don't have to go back later and fend for themselves. And I think the other thing is it fosters awareness of what you have on your campus. So when we make our upsell, for example, at our events for the mastermind or in any of our courses for other products, even if people don't buy it right now, like maybe I talk about I'm leading a virtual boot camp and I talk about my VIP day offer that, you know, some folks may want to come out and do a VIP day or even just listing it on the order form, it lets people know it's available. And I've had people come up to me and say, you know, I noticed that VIP day offer and I kind of kept it in my hip pocket and I'm just calling you guys because I want to do it now. So, you know, just making those known makes a huge difference. By the way, under the resources there, you'll see that we have put my application for a VIP half day. Now, this has been checked out by our legal department for our state and what we're doing, but feel free to model it and, of course, seek your own legal advice for your type of business. Just make sure the wording works for you, but, wow, it'll really save you thousands of dollars having something to model versus going in cold, okay? But this is the application we use when someone says they want a VIP half day. This is what we send out and what they get back. Now, by the way, a little tip, we don't do any scheduling until we have the deposit, so we don't mess around with going back and forth on dates. Once they put the deposit, then we'll play that game, okay? I'll show you the other resources as we go. So now what I want to get into is some tips. Six, kind of, this is the action part, and I want you to have your pen out and see, okay, is there one or two of these that I could, you know, take advantage of now? And that's really what our action items are today, is to identify at least one existing opportunity to upsell clients that you already have where no upsell is currently in place, okay? And then the other action item you'll see when you get into your triads is when you're creating new programs, future programs, I want you to ask from the beginning, what is the upsell for this? Is there an upsell for this? It's so common that you guys get to the end of a program, you're like, oh, man, I wish I had offered more. Okay, and then for our Q&A, just going through the action items at the top of the page, look around in your daily life for upsells and see what you notice. The most famous is the nail salon, right, where you go in there for just a simple manicure and you come out with gels and, you know, my daughter gets a flower on her big toe and a sparkly, and the next thing I know, my $39 manicure is $120, right? They're so good at it. So why don't you look around and see what other businesses you see, and I want us to be posting the upsells that we're seeing on Facebook, okay, or bring them to the Q&A call between now and next Thursday when we're back. All right, so let me quickly run through some ideas. You can use these six for when you go into your triad for to-do number one, identifying one opportunity. And this call, you guys, can be anything you want it to be. Like if you have a goal, for example, I know there's a group of you up for renewal, right? You're in your last sassy month of this year. Many of you are having calls right now with Andrea J. Lee. She's offered to have private calls to see which tier is right for you. You should be able to take what you learn right now and make your renewal a no-brainer. You don't even have to go find new clients. You take an existing client you already have, you use one of these six strategies, and I bet you could pay easily for a platinum year, you know, your advanced tier year just from a couple of upsells from this. So let's get serious about this. Monetizing your sassy year, whether you're mid-year or you are in that place. And I'll tell you, early renewal right now has some really juicy benefits to it, so make sure to pay attention to that. September 10th deadline, which is in, what, 2 days? Okay, so here we are. Number one, increase intimacy and access. So this is about taking the clients you already have and seeing, you know, that may be in a group with you or maybe working with you, you know, every so often with some coaching or coming into your office for hourly appointments, and exercising the strategy of a VIP day. Now, you want to take some notes here because I want to kind of, you know, capsulize what I mean. Because this idea of having your VIP day pricing ready to go was a game changer for me, and so many Sassies will tell you it was a game changer for them too. So, you know, kind of right out of some of our advanced strategies here. So VIP days, we think of them in our mind. Okay, we don't advertise it this way necessarily, but in your mind, I want you to think of them as a six-hour block of coaching. Now, sure, you may pad in if you book someone an hour for lunch and a couple 15-minute breaks. So, I mean, you may book somebody for 7 or 8 hours, but the real coaching time during a VIP day, I want you to think of it as 6 hours. Now, when you do a VIP day, you use it to deliver one-on-one coaching, but you do it all in a day, or, and here's the exciting part, if you think of it as 6 hours, you can break it out into 4 90-minute calls, right? That would be 6 hours. 6 1-hour calls, that would be 6 hours. Or maybe a half day followed by 2 90-minute follow-up calls, right? Or 3 1-hour calls, all adding up to 6 hours. What's the beauty here, okay? This is so big. It's the power of knowing your VIP day rate. It makes it easier to negotiate any kind of a deal, of a corporate thing. When this came in handy for me, I remember a small company that had a sales team of 12 people. They were reps out in the field. They were going out. They were basically doing speak-to-sell talks, like Tony Robbins reps go out into companies and they do these lunchtime talks, right, that kind of a thing. So they came to me, the owner was a graduate, and said, I would like to do a VIP day with you. I'd like some private time. I want to make a talk, and then I want you to train my 12 reps to do the talk we come up with. So because I knew my VIP day rate, which is $23,000, you know, this, I'll tell you, you know, also how this benefits you in getting your rate up, I said to him, well, I think we need a VIP day with you and your sales manager and your director of marketing. We'll get the whole thing dialed in, and then we'll put your 12 people through Speak to Sell Virtual Bootcamp, right? It's usually $2,000 a person, but I made them a special deal. I can't remember. I want to say we put them in at about $1,000 a head, and then I'll do training for them. Anyway, we were able, because I knew my rate, I was able to do that 6 hours plus the other 6 hours to train the team. In my head, I said 23 and 23 is 46. I said it would be $46,000 plus we'll throw in the Speak to Sell Virtual Bootcamp for your 12 people, right? And if you're ready to go today, if you want to put your deposit, I'll knock it down to $39,000. You'll save $7,000. He said yes. This was in a one-hour strategy session call using the same format we teach you, right, a $39,000 sale. So I would have had to come back to him. People are doing requests for proposals, all these things, because they think corporate has to be slow and hard. But if you know your VIP day rate, then you get that call. Let's take it down to maybe a more realistic example for a first-year Sassy. Let's say you know that your VIP day is $3,000 for 6 hours. Okay, you get someone on the phone for a strategy session, you offer your group program, if you know, I really feel like I got to work faster, I want to add some private coaching, you can say, you know what, why don't we do this? Let's get on the phone for 90 minutes this week, then we'll do a half day on Friday, and then the following week we'll do another 90 minutes. That's our VIP day package. It would be $3,000, and I'll throw in our virtual boot camp so you can attend that as much as you like. So you can do it right on the spot. Let's say somebody says, I want coaching with you. I want 6 months of coaching, and I want to coach with you twice a month. In your head, you're like, okay, 6 months, twice a month, that's 12 calls. Okay, that's 2 half days, $3,000 and $3,000. It's $6,000, right? And then if you wanted to put a fast action scholarship on it, you could say, if you're ready to go today, you know, we can do it for $4,900. We'll take $1,100 off if you're ready to put your deposit down today, right? So having this, when we talk about number one, increasing intimacy and access, knowing your VIP rate for six-hour blocks allows you to do all of that stuff that I just talked about. And I hope I get a lot of questions from you guys and ahas from you when we're on our Q&A call next week. All right, number two, timing is crucial. So The best time to cross-sell or upsell is when the customer is in the process of buying. Sometimes we say it's when they're in a buying mood, okay? So online, this would be when the credit card is out or immediately after the purchase. This depends on the price point of the product and whether you're using one-click upsell. Okay, so for example, if you look under our resources, there's a link to one-click upsell. If you have Infusionsoft, I think it works with some other programs, you can get this service. So when they're online and the credit card's out and someone just bought our Speak to Sell Virtual Bootcamp, what's on the thank you page? It doesn't say, here's your pre-work. We say, hey, your pre-work's in your inbox. One more thing. Would you like to go ahead and redeem your ticket for Speak to Sell Live? Okay, guys, so for my advanced tier, this is how we fill our live events. It's one of our strategies, right? People buy an online course. Yes, we market to them after, but why not get them right there? On the thank you page, there's a video. Hey, this is Lisa. Congratulations on being in the Speak to Sell Virtual Bootcamp. You've got a bonus ticket to come out to Speak to Sell Live in October. If you want to go ahead and get your no-show deposit put down right now, just click the one-click button. It'll be automatically charged to your same credit card. We can get 30 to 50% of our people buying our virtual bootcamp to automatically also redeem their ticket to come to the live event, okay? We can also upsell coaching. Hey, congratulations on buying the virtual bootcamp. Would you like some handholding? We've got a special package. Normally it would be $6,000 for 6 months of coaching. You can get it right now. If you click the link below for $3,000, we'll just add it onto your transaction. Boom. We have, 10, 20 people take advantage of that each time. Okay, so the tool is right there under resources. It's called one-click upsell. This may be more appropriate for some of you in your second year, your getting out there year, and in our advanced strategy and leadership tier. Okay? All right, teleseminar series. So if you're offering a VIP day or another program, you don't want to wait until the very last call. Remember, timing is everything. So we want to do that on the second-to-last call. Why? Because then we can use the second-to-last call to pitch, and we can repitch on the very last call, and we can have the end of the class be our natural limiter. You always have to justify why, why is this only good until the last call, right? So you say, hey, if you want to register for a VIP day or this, next follow-up program, and you do it by the end of the next call, you're going to get half off, right? Or you're going to get a private call with me. So this is why in your action items, you'll see number two is when creating any future program or product, always ask what's the upsell. We want to plan for this so that you've got a link for them to go to and you're ready to go. It's not like, oh, my God, I forgot, right? So that's another thing to use your triad time for today is looking at what you've got coming up and how can you pre-think the upsell, okay? Also with the teleseminar series, if you're offering a strategy session because you want to talk to people in the series to do a strategy session to see if they want to do some coaching, your mastermind, your certification program, make sure to plan that in as part of the bonuses. Why not get credit up front, right? Hey, when you buy a teleseminar webinar sales system, you're going to get a one-on-one call with one of our best next move experts, a $500 value. And then you can offer it again immediately after. So, again, pre-planning for all of this, okay? And then the last thing on timing, and this is really important for those of you who have in-office practices or you're doing sessions of coaching, kind of one-by-one, don't wait until it's over to offer a package. And try not to sell one-by-one. People have to rethink the purchase decision every time. So anytime before the end, using the program ending as a natural limiter, offer a package. So an example is when people come into our campus and they're in one of our programs and they buy one of our offer communication calls or our unique branded system call. So this is one call that they can buy for $497, or if they're in a program, it actually goes down to $297. On that call, if they take advantage of it on that call, they can buy three more coaching calls with that coach, okay? I think it's $997 if they take advantage of it on that call. So before we hang up, we offer them that opportunity. All right, so that's number two. I hope you guys are seeing which one can you use. Can you start offering VIP days? Can you look at what you're doing with anything online, any packages and on one-on-one and see where can I offer a package, where can I offer an upsell before it's over? Number three, we call suggest the obvious. So, a lot of times these upsell and cross-sell opportunities arise all by themselves, and you just need to be not afraid to point them out. Okay? You can mention a few other related products or services that you provide. So, for example, when I'm teaching Speak to Sell, you know, I want to look at my modules and say, when might be a good time to give people a special on my Speak to Sell Master Series, right? Because they're learning their talk, and there comes a point where, you know, maybe it's in module one when they're, or two when they're crafting the body of their talk, or maybe it's in a module where we're talking about seating. So, you know, if you want to see 10 different examples, you might want to pick up our Speak to Sell Master Series. Remember, you guys, it's a disservice not to make an offer. Like, people don't even know that's available if I don't say it. All right, make a relevant offer. So this one is really talking about product suggestions being closely related as much as possible. So if you kind of try to upsell the wrong thing, that can actually backfire, right? Like, alienate your clients if it doesn't fit. So I want you to think about kind of like Amazon. You know, when you're searching on Amazon, down below it says those who bought X also bought Y. It's all related, right? Or some of you have heard my example of helping a cosmetic laser surgeon do his laser facelift. And, you know, it's the same room, like 10 feet away, where the laser hair removal machine is. So when they're selling the laser facelift, they can give a discount if you also want to get your lip, chin, or underarms hair removed, or bikini. So anyway, those are some examples. In my own business, talk about relevant. We have people right now in our teleseminar and webinar sales system program, and a good percentage of those will also buy our Ultimate Telesummit Formula program because they want to build their list before having their teleseminar or webinar launch. So we actually do launch those right next to each other, knowing that we're going to be able to take some of those same customers. And we offered this to you as Sassies recently, too. We don't always include you in our launches, but I love it when I have a bunch of Sassies doing teleseminars. It's a, you know, it's really a cross-sell. You're already a Sassy, so this is like an add-on item to help you grow your list, because you guys start inviting each other to be guests, and everybody gets chances to speak and practice, and a lot of good things happen on our campus. Okay, so that's a little bit about relevant, making sure it's relevant, like Amazon does. Number five, again, be picking the one that works for you for now. Offer complimentary products or programs to current buyers. So what's the difference here? A lot of times you'll see, like, out in the marketplace, recommendations by professionals or field experts or customers. It might be like a chef suggestion. You know, they say, like, you should pair the red wine with that meal, or like a doctor recommendation. You know, you get a, I just saw a doctor who was all hot on, you know, this particular vitamin B shot. And you know, when someone's enthusiastic and you're already there doing something and they offer you a complimentary service, my chiropractor recently had her acupuncturist available, and I said, sure, and, you know, it was $75 more, and I got some acupuncture to try to help me with the same, you know, pain that I was having. So, you know, it's just, like I said, this kind of, they tie together. It's like suggesting the obvious. They're relevant, they're complementary. So whatever I can do to get your brain triggered here. Here's a good one from the last retreat that actually I think shows this complementary product idea. Some of you may remember to our second and third year Sassies, I suggested a 90-minute book offer. I made an upsell offer of what I thought is a complementary product. It's like, hey, if you've gone through all the trouble to get your Speak to Sell talk done, let's put it in a little book and get you a bestseller and have more people reading your Speak to Sell talk. It's a great lead gen. It handles your free gift. And a lot of you just did it. You're like, yeah, that makes total sense. You know, for less than $2,000, I can have a book in my hand, you know, have something to hand out at my booth, have more people seeing my talk, in a big probability become an Amazon best-selling author. So that's an example of this one, complimentary products to current buyers. You guys are my current buyers, and I think that's an offer that, you know, again, I think it's a disservice not to tell you about it. And then the biggest thing, and this should be one I want you to all circle, is make sure that you ask. I mean, I think this is the biggest block to upselling, if you think about it, you have the thoughts. You're like, oh, my God, this person would be great in my mastermind, or, you know, you're in a group coaching and you're working with somebody on the phone, and you have that thought like, oh, man, I could really, really see the benefit of this person coming out and do some VIP work. You know, make the offer. Send them a Skype. Send them an email. Hey, you know, I was coaching you today, and I couldn't help but think about what a difference it would make if we got a little chunk of time together. Would you like to discuss some VIP work? You guys could pay for your whatever your big goal is, you know, redoing your website, renewing in Sassy, you know, a shopping spree. You know, you could pay for it just from this tip. Just when you get the inspiration, take inspired action and ask. You'd be shocked. I can't wait to hear some of your sharing around this. Okay? So those are our, you know, six ideas. And when you get into your triads in about 20 minutes, maybe sooner, I want you to really look at number one. What is one existing opportunity you have where you just can see it is waiting for you? The upsell is waiting for you. Okay. Let's see. So, you know, upselling to and cross-selling to existing clients is critical if you want to sell more and serve more. As it states here on the handout, clients who've already bought from you, they're already in a buying mood, or who believe in and see the value in what you do, are great prospects for this. Okay? There's such a huge possibility that they will buy something else if you just make it known. Now, a couple things. We just put this here for your reference so you know it's here. Common labels that we've seen for upselling and cross-selling. You can use these labels on your websites. You can use them in conversations. You can use them, mostly online, right, or even live. You can say them. But what we found, you know, we kind of put together a little collage of things like recommended products, or if you may also like, or customers who bought X also bought Y, or customers who viewed X also viewed Y, frequently bought together, stuff you need, that's from Radio Shack, stuff you want, more from this category, more from this brand, more from this author, more from this artist, looks hot with, complete the look with, also available by. So just to kind of get your brain going on your marketing languaging. And then the last thing I want to do, and I know I've kind of filled your brain here, is just to give you a couple examples for some of the categories that I know we have a lot of on our campus, like if you have a book or you're doing one-on-one coaching or you have a workshop. These are three things that, you know, are very common on our Sassy campus. So I'm going to tease your brain just a little more, and then probably in just 10 minutes or so, I'll put you into your triads to start working on this. So if you have a book already, some things that you can pre-plan to upsell from your book, again, you want to reverse engineer this and make sure to put the invitations in your book and to seed, right, to talk about these things in your book, it could be one-on-one coaching. Right? So if you want to use your book, and these 90-minute books are great for it, by the way, if you miss that offer, just email support and we can hook you up. But if you have your signature talk in a book, make sure it's reverse engineered to lead to that one-on-one coaching, right? That could be an upsell. A five-part teleseries. You know, a lot of people need to stop using their book as a book. Use it more like a workbook. Go ahead and sell. You know, if people are interested in the book, you can be like, hey, most of our clients also register for this five-part teleseries, and we'll give you the signed copy of the book free. That's an upsell. I've seen people take their book and start a book club or a discussion group or a membership site based on the book. So if you think they just want a book, boom, you get them into a bigger engagement. And then, of course, if you want it completely automated, there's things like a home study program delivered completely by email, daily, weekly, monthly. I remember when I bought a book by Price Pritchett called You Squared. It's like a little 20-page book that I love. And I got an upsell right after saying, hey, we're offering you the companion journal and his two other little books that you'll also love for $50. And I clicked and bought it. So I went from like, you know, an $8 book to a $50 upsell. All right. Oh, by the way, you can add in here if you want to write in under books. VIP mentorship days completely apply here, too. All right. Let's talk about if you're coaching. You know, if you're offering one-on-one coaching, how can you upsell? Well, first of all, don't sell one session. Sell a bundle of sessions. You know, this is where you can use that idea of thinking, knowing your rate for 6 hours as your VIP rate. A lot of companies are doing this all around you. Massage Envy, right? They get you on a bundle or a month-to-month. They try not to just sell you one massage. In fact, they make it very expensive and inconvenient. They want you to buy the packages, and you can think about your pricing the same way. Old Navy or the Limited or Express, you know, you go in there, it says buy three, get one free. How can you use that in your coaching? Okay, that's what we want you to explore today. Also, I want to, you know, re-presence the VIP day or half day here with coaching. It's another way to increase coaching packages. Maybe somebody buys 6 months of coaching and you say, why don't we also do a half day to kick it off and a half day to end it? You just doubled your coaching package, all right? Some of you have what we call custom evaluation sessions, right? Like we know Liana has her wardrobing stuff and Diane has her organizing, right? There are two examples we see around our campus with some current sassies. So think about how you can add upsell. So let's say you're doing color analysis. Can you upsell a day of shopping? That would be your VIP day. Maybe you're doing nutritional assessment. Can you upsell custom exercise program or guide? Maybe you're doing a financial audit. Can you upsell, or maybe you're in legal? How can we upsell this into an ongoing retainer? Okay, more ideas to add to those six examples. And then last, you know, a lot of you are doing workshops or events. What can you upsell from there? Everybody thinks it has to be a group mastermind. I do have that listed there. But, you know, you can do a small event and upsell VIP days. That's, you know, another reason I wanted to give you that structure. You can upsell private coaching. It can be in a VIP day or stretched out more. But I want you to know that, you know, with any kind of workshop, I mean, when I met Lisa Cherney, she had been having workshops for like 10 years and, you know, people were paying $197 or something to come to the weekend workshop, but she wasn't offering anything. And there are so many people out there, including many of you, that are getting people together in groups and you're not making that next level offer. And I just want you to look and see, would it make sense? Would it serve people to do that? Okay? Under resources, I want to make sure you know, so we've got the application for the VIP half day, so you know what that looks like. We've got the one-click upsell link, so if you want to add online upsells, it makes it easy. That's our affiliate link. We've got some easy articles I wrote about upsells, so if you just kind of want to dive in deeper, that's just there for your reference. And then the other thing I thought you'd really like is we put our six-figure teleseminar and webinar sales system upsell examples. So when we were having our launch, this is from last year, when people bought, this is what they saw on the thank you page. I talked about this a few minutes ago. This is an example. So they bought Speak to Sell for $9.97, and then they saw this. Congratulations for – oh, I'm sorry. They bought Teleseminar and Webinar Sales System, as it says at the top. And then it says, congratulations for investing in the system, but you're not done yet. And in this video, we are offering the Speak to Sell course for $1,000 off. And we had 12 people buy it, so $12,000. And then after that, they said, buy it now or no thanks. It said, oh, you know, congratulations. We're still excited for you, right? But you're not done yet. And this video said, hey, you know, maybe you want to get online. What are you going to do with all those leads? Maybe you want to buy Impact and Influence and learn our high-ticket selling system. And then they said yes or no, and this is called a daisy chain, right, or a daisy wheel. They went to the next one, private one-on-one coaching package. You know, hey, thanks for looking at all these offers. Don't go at it alone. We know you want to get your work out in the world with this exclusive personal coaching offer. We can hold your hand during this course you just bought. So this is a good one probably for anyone selling group programs if you want to add some private coaching. You can see we have some copy there. And then the very last one is redeeming their bonus ticket for the live event. And we had 92 people redeem here. I can't remember if we had 300 or 400 in this course, but as I said, 30 to 50%. Now, would I do all of these in a row? No. You know, I might do one plus the event, or the event and then the coaching. So, you know, probably we would not do four or five in a row, although we've tried. But we want people to also have a good customer experience of getting registered, okay? But we put them all in there, like the different ones that we've used, so that you could kind of have an experience and see. So remember, the theme is ask and it is given, right? If you don't ask, you won't be experiencing the benefit of upsells. And before I put you in your triad, let me share the reflection that Lisa Cherney put together for us here. This is from Ask and It Is Given. This is the Learning to Manifest Your Desires by Esther and Jerry Hicks. It says, the easiest way for you to achieve vibrational harmony with it is to imagine having it. Pretend that it's already in your experience. Flow your thoughts to the enjoyment of the experience. And as you practice those thoughts and begin to be consistently offering that vibration, you will then be in the place of allowing that into your experience. So this is sort of a mindset piece, very Lisa Cherney-esque. But it's, you know, it's kind of like be in the vibe, expect it, imagine it, pretend it. Obviously, you've got to do the legwork, which is everything above. And guess what? You have a much better chance of having it. All right, guys, I'm going to give you a little extra triad time because I don't think I can stuff anything more into you right now. But, you know, just a reminder, if you have questions, get them into the forum for the Q&A call that we will have next Thursday. Get them into the forum by Monday the 12th. And also, get yourself registered for Speak to Sell in Vegas. It's going to be incredible. You guys are going to see us doing a lot of simplifying and a lot of things, little tweaks that only Sassies will appreciate to our three-day event model. So make sure to be there so you can see the new things that we're innovating. We expect our highest conversion ever, and should that happen, we'll be able to tell you why, and you'll have been there for it. Okay, so before we go into triads, you know, you want to find today's action items. Those are up at the top there, okay? And let's see. If you're in your triad, we're going to work on today's topic in the triads. I see what we're doing. Okay, we want to give you the option. So, Peggy, listen up and tell me if I do this right. But we want to give you the option to either work on today's topic, okay, which I think is where you would press 1. 1 if you want to work on today's topic in a triad, and press 5 if you want to work on another topic, like another leverage progression plan related topic, okay? So let's do that now. If you're staying on for triads, Peggy, can you just give me a little thumbs up that you're catching this? Press 1. Okay, she's got it. Press 1 if you want to work on today's topic on upsells and cross-sells in your triad, and press 5 if you'd like to work on something else leverage progression plan related. If you don't press either one, we're assuming you're not joining us, so you will not be put in a triad. If you have any technical issues while on your triads, by the way, you can always press 3, and hopefully that will get our attention if the system works right, which it should. So you're going to work on today's topic if you press 1. If not, you'll action something leverage progression plan related. Drop off the call now if you're not participating in either one. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you next Thursday. I'm going to give you the full 10 minutes per person for your group of 3, okay? Your full 10 minutes per person. Even if you end up with a group of 4, you should be able to pull that off. Remember to charge the group. My question is whether it's number one, press 1 for being on topic or something else leverage progression plan related, charge the group so they know what they're listening for. Say your question and then give any backstory they need, but make sure to save enough time. Right? Enough time for them to be able to give you feedback, okay? So drop off if you're not staying. In a few minutes, I'm going to say you're in your triads now, or actually a few seconds. And, you know, if you're not sure how you're going to use your time, stay anyway. Support others, and you'll see by the time your turn comes around, you may have something you very well want to work on. Supporting others is also a great way to support your own transformation. Okay, so once again, if you're not staying, please drop off. And if you are staying, it'll just be 10 seconds or so. Say hello, make sure and exchange phone numbers in case something technical happens, and enjoy 10 minutes each looking at how you can ask and receive with upsells and cross-sells. All right, thanks so much, you guys. Enjoy your triad time. Mwah. See you soon.